and the editor and the writer of the Pro Football Draft Preview with the Cheesehead TV, now available, and Brian Caravo taking the time to join us once again. Brian, how you doing today?
Very good. Thanks for having me, Justin.
Yeah, those days are really counting to down, to draft day, Brian. And, you know, with where the Packers are and some of the needs they had, it's really hard to pinpoint an idea of what they're going to do, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. With Ted Thompson, you never know what the Green Bay Packers are going to do. Obviously, they have needs on the defensive side of the ball. They don't always draft for need. Ted Thompson says all the time how he's going to take the best available player no matter who it is, and I believe him. But you just look at the team and you know that they need help on the defensive side of the ball, particularly in the front seven on defensive line and outside linebacker.
With what they've done in free agency, do you look at it maybe being as the Nick Collins news could tweak that number one need to a safety if he's unable to go?
It's very possible. You know, there's one really good safety this year. There's probably only one guy, at least in my opinion, that deserves to go in the first round, and that's Alabama's Mark Barron. Now, if all of a sudden we find out in a week or two that Nick Collins is retired and can't play anymore, and it also happens to, you know, just so happen to be that Mark Barron is available when the Packers select, he's going to be a guy that would be hard to pass up at number 28 overall. So, if those kind of worlds collide right there, that could be your newest member of the Green Bay Packers.
How about from that front seven, who are some players, some guys that you really see as being in the wheelhouse, possibilities to maybe hear their name coming up in 23 days when the first round of the draft takes place?
Yeah, there's a lot of options available to the Packers that could be available late in the first round from guys in the front seven. Kind of those hybrid outside linebacker / defensive end type of guys. There's a lot of names there. We talked about the University of Alabama with Mark Barron. Another guy there would be Courtney Upshaw, Illinois' Whitney Merciless, USC's Nick Perry, Boise State's Shane McClellan. So there's four names for you right there who are the, you know, would play 3-4 outside linebacker if they were to be drafted by the Green Bay Packers. And guys along the defensive line, you're looking at Jarrell Worthy of Michigan State, Kendall Rias of Connecticut. Those are just a couple off the top of my head that I can think of that would be options for the Packers. Devon Still of Penn State would be another one.
Chatting with Brian Caravo, the editor and writer with the Cheesehead TV 2012 NFL Draft Guide, the Pro Football Draft Preview, taking the time to chat with us here on AM 1570, 95.3 FM, The Score. What are the percentages of center being that spot? Obviously, Peter Kahns, and I think people, you know the infatuation that Thompson has had with him over the years. Could that still be a possibility as well?
I certainly wouldn't rule it out. If Ted Thompson truly does stick to the best player available and he thinks that Peter Kahns is that best player available at number 28, he will probably wouldn't hesitate to pick him. You know, the Packers have done that in the past. They've kind of reached for players maybe at a position where you think they're okay, but they just like them too much anyway. They did that with Jordy Nelson a couple years ago when the Packers seemingly didn't have a need for wide receiver, when they selected Mike Neal just two drafts ago, or three now, when it didn't seem like they need a defensive lineman. So you just never know. And Peter Kahns is a guy who's going to come off the board late in the first round. He's seen as the number one overall center prospect in this year's draft. And you know what? He's got such nice size. He could play somewhere else other than center. He could play guard. He might even be able to play right tackle in the NFL.
Brian, what other offensive positions might we see the Packers addressed in this draft? You know, if I don't want to say if any, but with 12 draft picks, obviously a lot to go around this year.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. When you have 12 draft choices, there aren't going to be many positions the Packers don't address. Now, certainly some of them might be in the later rounds where you're just kind of filling out the roster and looking for guys to compete for a spot. But as far as other offensive positions, you know, it's more than likely they're going to draft a quarterback at some point to compete for the backup job with Graham Harrell. You know, whether that person wins the job or not is another matter. But, you know, somebody to bring in to compete for a roster spot, if they don't become the number two guy, maybe they're the number three guy and a guy you develop and bring along. And you know, the whole offensive line could use, you know, just depth to it. You know, there's injury situations at tackle with Derek Sherrod coming back from an injury. You don't know the status of Chad Clifton, so they can use help at tackle and you know, even guard and center as well if they don't go after a Peter Kahns.
All right, Brian, take us through your estimation, too, of maybe some guys in this draft that you really like that are flying under the radar, and maybe vice versa on that one, too, guys that are being talked about that you kind of scratch your head at and really feel like, avoid those guys at all costs.
Well, I suppose we could start with the under the radar, and you know, one guy I kind of like is the defensive lineman from Connecticut. We mentioned him before, Kendall Reyes. He's kind of a guy that, you know, was not really thought of highly probably up until, you know, the end of the 2011 season, the end of his college career. All of a sudden he goes to the Senior Bowl, has a big week there, starts showing off that he can compete against some of the best players in the nation there. And all of a sudden he's a guy who might go late in the first round, whereas, you know, I don't think, you know, during the college season itself, he was the type of guy that, you know, was really thought of as first-round material. You know, there's guys who are rising up draft boards right now. Shay McClellan, kind of a guy who, again, a lot like Reyes, probably wasn't thought as first-round material a month ago, and now all of a sudden he's being looked at as a guy that could be, you know, going to the Packers late in the first round. So, those are a couple under-the-radar guys. And let's see, overrated. Think about this for a second.
Do you follow that Poe kid out of Memphis? I mean, is he one that comes up? Because, you know, Vernon Golston's a name that, you know, reminds me of that a few years ago where he's just a workout warrior and tested well here and tested well there. But when you really watch his game film, I think there was an NFL scout that said that if you watch the guy play, how can you think that highly of this guy?
Yeah, you know, I heard that too as well. And Dontari Poe is very interesting. I mean, the size is just undeniable. I mean, he's pushing 350 pounds, and you see him work out at the combine, and he runs a 40-yard dash under 5 seconds, and you're going, wow, oh, like, yeah, this guy is an athlete. And but I mean the size is undeniable. He's very comparable to what the Packers have right now in B.J. Raji and Ryan Pickett. You know, and the Packers like those kind of guys, those big guys along the defensive line who can just swallow up blockers. But you know, he played at Memphis, kind of a mid-major type of school. Can he handle playing against elite competition? We'll find out.
Brian Caravo with us for a few more minutes. He's the editor and the writer with the Cheesehead TV Pro Football Draft Preview, taking the time to talk some NFL drafts and Packer draft. Brian, take us a little bit through, you know, the preview issue. I know it's available there with you at cheeseheadtv.com. You can find it right there on the homepage. A lot of hard work and a lot of great insight.
Yes, thank you very much. We put together a digital NFL draft guide. So as opposed to going to the magazine stand and, you know, buying your guide there, this is for the type of person who likes to read through the guide on their laptop, on their PC, on their tablet, you know, anywhere. What we do is we send you a PDF document, and it's 99 pages, advertising free, and it's geared to Packer fans. We have all the features of, you know, all the other draft guides you've seen. We have a mock draft, a 3-round mock draft. We have a top 100 list, regardless of position. We rank and analyze over 300 players. We analyze all the needs of the Packers and every team in the NFL for that matter. And, you know, we analyze every position on the Packers roster to see where these guys will fit in when the Packers do draft them. So it's $5.99. We think it's really affordable. And, you know, it's one of the few draft guides out there that are geared to Packer fans specifically. So I really think Packer fans will like it.
12 draft picks? you got to believe he could trade up, right? I mean, that's what we want to think. You know, it's almost like logic tells us, and when logic tells us one thing, you know, they're going to come out with 19 players after he trades back eight times.
Yeah, the Packers have the ammunition this year, that's for sure. You know, whether they actually end up doing it or not, or whether they, you know, do it in the first round or not, we'll find out come April. But the ammunition is there. They did it a couple years ago to get Clay Matthews, and everybody saw how that turned out. Turned out to be a great move. So, you know, with the need the Packers have on the defensive side of the ball, you never know.
Brian Carrivo taking the time to join us. CheeseheadTV.com, the writer and the editor with their pro football draft preview. Go right to Cheesehead TV, and you'll find it right there on the right side of the page. Andrew Luck on the cover. I believe that's Andrew Luck, right? He would
exactly.
Be the Stanford quarterback.
Stanford.
There you go. Outstanding. Brian, thank you so much time for your time, and I'd love to do this again before and even, you know, after the draft, a little bit of recap, all right?
Sounds good. I appreciate it.